Ancient of Day, we exalt and appreciate you. Thank you, God, for another day. We thank you for the dawning of today. We say thank you, God. We bless and appreciate you for the 19th day in the month of June. We exalt and appreciate you. We thank you for counting us among the living. We thank you for trusting us with another day. We thank you because your grace will keep us moving. Your grace will give us victory. We thank you for all you have done. Thank you for what you are doing in our midst. I will thank you for the victory that we achieve, the victory that we experience in your name. We thank you for the journey so far. We thank you because great is your faithfulness in our life, and we will continue to enjoy your faithfulness. We say thank you, God, for everything. We thank you for your outstretched hands. We bless and appreciate you. We lay to heart to say thank you for everything. We exalt and appreciate you. We bring our sacrifices of praise to you this hour. We say thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Friday, the 19th day in the month of June 2026, and we are grateful to God for the strength and for the ability. We exalt him. I want us to make this word of declaration together, that the Lord is my shelter. The Lord is my strength. As I go out today, I enjoy the strength of the Lord, because the Lord becomes my shelter. The sun will not smite me by day, nor the moon by night, because I have the sure backing and the covering of the Most High over me in Jesus' name. I receive the ready help of the Lord in times of challenges, in times of any situation that wants to ask about my God. I receive a daily help from the Lord. I enjoy his daily help in the name of Jesus. I receive strength to activate his daily help for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be afraid as I go out today, because 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. It will not come near me. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be shaken. Even if the earth be shaken, we will not be shaken, because we are hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Lord surrounds me as it surrounds Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus speaks for me. The blood of Jesus gives me victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy and I will continually enjoy the timely help of the Most High. In the name of Jesus Christ, my help will not be hindered. In the name of Jesus Christ, today I will not walk out of the help that God has prepared for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, today I will not walk the path of foolishness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I walk in the path of wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive all that God has given to me in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord is made available for me. It is well with my going out and my coming in the name of Jesus Christ. The fear of the Lord preserves me. Mercy speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, I want us to pray for those people that are in the dens of the evil ones. Let us ask that God, we are asking for mercy. It is only the mercy of God that we can ask for. The Lord over these ones, we ask for mercy. Let mercy speak for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let mercy speak for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let mercy write. Cancel every judgment speaking over their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that your mercy will answer for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy preserve them. Let your mercy keep them. Let your mercy save them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that, O Lord, arise and let your enemies be scattered over their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise in your power. Arise in your strength. Arise in your mercy. Let the deliverance of this people come in the name of Jesus Christ. In the four corners of this earth, four corners of this world, that we have people in the dens of the evil ones, Lord, arise and let your enemies over the lives of these ones be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy rule. Let your mercy speak in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with them in Jesus' name. We send the peace of God to their camp in the name of Jesus Christ, that all these people will enjoy your peace. The adults, the young, the old, that are in the hands of the evil ones, let them experience your peace. You are the Prince of Peace. Daniel experienced peace. Let them have experience of your peace in the name of Jesus Christ, till their deliverance comes in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, we are still in the topic stillness. Be still and know that I am God. And as we go into today's search the scripture, the Spirit of God himself will breathe on us to get more understanding in Jesus' name. The entrance of God's word gives light, and it will give us light today in a different dimension in Jesus' name. Our spirit man will be opened up in Jesus' name. Psalm 46 verse 5 and verse 10. I'm reading Good News. It says, God is in that city and it will never be destroyed. At early dawn, it will come to its aid. Then verse 10 says, stop fighting, he says, and know that I am God, supreme among the nation, supreme over the world. This is the word of God for us. He is supreme over everything. He is the supreme God. I want to start with this. Stillness is not meant to be a waste of time for anybody. Bible says he has not called the children of Israel to seek him in vain. So God has never called any one of us to pass through the state of stillness to waste our time. It was never meant to be a waste of time. But our choices will determine if that state of stillness will be lengthened or not. Stillness carries a purpose that is significant in the life of everybody. We need to deliver and give to birth that depth of God in us, because God has deposited something in every one of us from creation. And it is in the process of stillness, the process of incubation, that we get all the things we need, the criteria, the strength, the energy we need to give to birth, to bring to life the deposit that God has kept in every one of us. That is what stillness is all about. And today we'll be looking at the book of 1 Kings, the scripture in 1 Kings chapter 19. I just want to quickly rush through from verse 5 so that to give us a better understanding. I'm reading Good News. Elijah walked a whole day to the wilderness. He stopped and sat down in the shade of a tree and wished he would die. It was too much. Lord, he prayed, take away my life. I might as well be dead. He lay down under the tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said, wake up and eat. He looked around and saw a loaf of bread and a jar of water near his head. He ate and drank and lay down again. The Lord's angels returned and woke him up a second time, saying, get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you. Elijah got up, ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to walk 40 days to Sinai, the holy mountain. There he went to a cave to spend the night. Suddenly the Lord spoke to him, Elijah, what are you doing here? He answered, Lord God Almighty, I have always served you alone, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars and killed all your prophets. I am the only one left and they are trying to kill me. God did not even give an answer to him. He said, regarding what he was complaining, go out, verse 11 says, go out and stand before me on the top of the mountain, the Lord said to him. And the Lord passed by him and sent a furious wind that split the hills and shattered the rock. But the Lord was not in the wind. The wind stopped blowing and then there was an earthquake. The Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a soft whisper of a voice. When Elijah heard it, he covered his face with his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. A voice said to him, Elijah, what are you doing here? And he answered, Lord God Almighty, I have always served you alone, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, turned down your altars and killed all your prophets. I am the only one left and they are trying to kill me. He made the complaint again. God did not even say anything concerning it, and God told him. Verse 15, the Lord said, return to the wilderness near Damascus, then enter the city and anoint Jehu the son of Nimshi as king of Israel, and anoint Elisha the son of Shaphat from Abel Meloah to succeed you as a prophet. Elisha was going through the process of stillness and he was just making different complaints. He was complaining to God that, don't you see this, and God was just giving him an instruction. He was not even giving him answer to the complaints he was making, but he was giving him instruction, because he knows that the purpose of stillness is to give birth. Anyone that does not go through the process of stillness cannot give birth. So it is necessary for us to go through the process of stillness so that we can give birth. I want you to know something, that what if I told you that your greatest breakthrough is not waiting for you in your next busy hustle? Because as human, we like to use our five senses to think that if I do it this way, it will work. But what if I tell you that's your hustle, that hustle that is making you busy, that you feel that is where the solution to your stillness is coming? What if it is not coming from that? What if it is not in your next busy hustle, but in your next moment of absolute silence? Let's look at the sign of pregnancy. If a mother's internal environment is chaotic, toxic, and constantly under stress, the baby suffers. But when that internal environment is still, nourished, and steady, A healthy child arrives at the exact time, the right way, with everything it needs to conquer life. Stillness is not the absence of progress. Stillness is the spiritual womb where purpose is formed. But here is a tragedy of our generation. We want delivery, but we despise gestation. We live in a microwave culture that wants a healthy, bouncing baby, but we wish we could jump the 9 months duration. We want the platform without the preparation. We want the maturity without incubation. We try to bargain with the process, asking God to fast track our destiny because the quiet feels too uncomfortable. Let me tell you the truth. Many of us are walking around spiritually bloated, but nothing is being born. Why? Because it becomes a heartbreaking waste of time, energy, and strength to carry a divine assignment inside you for years and never bring it to full delivery. Stillness carries a massive and distinct purpose. It is the only environment where your calling and my calling can develop its vital organs, its character, its integrity, its depth and width. But if you try to bypass that incubation, you will give birth prematurely to something that isn't strong enough to survive the atmosphere of the real world. We must understand the fundamental law of the kingdom. There is no cause without a time. If there is no reason for a thing, there will be no cause to set it in motion. God does not call you into a season of stillness to punish you or delay you. The reason is that your development comes with the cost of stillness, but the incubator requires time. You cannot separate the cost from the duration, just as you cannot demand a womb to produce a fully formed healthy baby in 2 months. It's not possible. It's weird. You cannot demand God to release a global voice for a soul that refuses to be still, refuses to sit still for the 9 month process of maturation. The time in the dark is what qualifies the delivery in the light. Look at Prophet Elijah. He was a man of power, but he hit a wall of absolute burnout, terror, emotional exhaustion. He was running for his life. He wanted to give up. But God called him to the mountain and suddenly the noise started. Can you just imagine? Someone is burned out and is just questioning God and saying a lot of things. God called him to call him and noise started. That is the distraction that comes. First came a great wind that shattered the rocks. But can you imagine the Lord was not in the wind? Second came the earthquake that shook the ground. But God was not in the earthquake still. The third one came with a blazing fire, like many of us felt. We feel that fire is everything. I want to guess that Elijah would have thought that, I just brought down fire. That means God is in this fire. But unfortunately, God was not in the fire. Elijah was used to the noise. He was used to calling down dramatic fire from heaven. But in this moment of the deepest brokenness, God chose not to speak through the spectacular or the chaotic. It was only after the fire, when the sound of sheer silence, the still small voice, that Elijah finally wrapped his face in his cloak. Because stillness was the actual vehicle of the presence of God. Stillness prepares the environment for the peace of God to settle. The presence of God, the wind, the earthquake, and the fire were just external expression. But stillness opened his eyes to the actual presence of the Father. God used the silence to heal him, to reshape him, and to give him the next assignment. So for every stillness we are going through, is to open us up to the greater assignment that God has ahead of us. Because of time and space, I want to round off with this. Stop looking for God only in the loud, dramatic expression of life. Stop trying to jump the 9 month duration. If you want a sound, healthy, and functional purpose to be born out of your life, you must submit to the quietness, the stillness in God. Your time in the secret place is not a wasted time. It is the incubation time. Trust the process. Trust the timing and allow the Holy Spirit to adequately nourish you in the dark so that when your time of delivery arrives, you will step forth whole, healthy, and perfectly equipped to the journey through life successfully. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. He will help us to calm ourselves, to be still, to go through the right process He wants for our lives in Jesus' name. As we go today, I commit every one of us into the hands of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon us. The Spirit of the Lord teaches us and open our eyes to that which we need to know so that we can give birth to the assignment that God has deposited in us in Jesus' name. And victory will be our portion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Let's continually wait in the Lord and ask for the Spirit of God to teach us, to direct us to live our lives, to fulfill our purpose, to make it to our eternal home. I pray that in the name of Jesus, we'll be strengthened from our inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not get weak. The noise and the chaos in this world will not make us lose our eternal rest in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive strength on a daily basis in the name of Jesus Christ, and we will make it strong. We will make it healthy in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us as we go today in Jesus' name. Presence of the Lord is our portion. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.